I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
LDS Business College will soon become Ensign College. The school updating its name as well as beginning to offer bachelor degrees. Those new programs begin fall of next year. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, charges filed today against that man who slashed his wife's throat while driving. Isaac Garcia faces charges of attempted murder and domestic violence. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus.
We have a new accident in Sandy. Northbound I-15 prior to 90th South had been blocking a center lane. They've got it over to the right shoulder now, but it is adding to the slowing. And delays, westbound SR-201, Bangor into Magna. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today and the trend will continue. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 38 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The misery on Wall Street continues, the Dow plunging 879 points today with investors still jittery about the novel coronavirus. It's down nearly 2,000 points over the last 2 days, the worst two-day stretch since February of 2018. A warning from the CDC probably didn't help.
It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says Americans should prepare for a significant disruption. Disney CEO Bob Iger is stepping down effective immediately. The parent company of ABC News says he'll be replaced by Bob Chapek, who most recently ran the company's Parks, Experiences, and Products division. Iger will stay on as executive chairman through the end of next year. It's debate night in South Carolina. Seven Democratic presidential candidates will be facing off ahead of that state's primary on Saturday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Have you ever been separated from your kids on a flight? Airlines have sometimes separated or suggested separating children as young as age 2 from their parents. There are more than 130 complaints submitted to the DOT regarding family seating issues, and parents are fighting back. A petition is now circling, demanding carriers allow adults traveling with children 13 and younger to sit together without paying fees. ABC correspondent Alex Stone is joining us live to discuss this outrage. Alex, you'd think this
would be... Well, Jeff, yeah, this is mainly on those airlines that offer basic economy fares, whether it be on Spirit or Frontier, the ultra-low-cost airlines, or on the mainline, Delta, American, United, that now have the basic economy where you don't get or you have to pay extra for a seat assignment. You don't get to bring anything to put into the overhead bin. A lot of other perks that you don't get, no check bags. But the issue being here that if you don't pay to get a seat assignment, that families are finding when they show up at the gate, that then they're spread all over the plane. And this is a petition that's being organized by Consumer Reports Advocacy Arm. Already they have tens of thousands of signatures calling on the government to mandate that airlines put parents with their children, at least one parent with the child, instead of spreading them around the plane by themselves. There's one story that was told to Consumer Reports, an American Airlines flight, Dallas to Florida, where it was two parents along with kids, 2, 6, and 8 years old, and they were all spread around on their own. And the parents saying their 2-year-old had never flown before, still in diapers, that it's not reasonable that their baby should be sitting with strangers on a 2-hour flight. It's not fair to the child, not fair to the people sitting around the child, that all of a sudden they're babysitting that child. Airlines say that they are working on this. United and American saying that they scan reservations beforehand now, trying to find any children that may be with parents, get them together at least with one parent. Delta saying they deal with it at the gate. But in this petition, they want the government to say, hey, airlines, if there is a parent and a child on board, you need to put them together.
How many people have signed this petition?
Last count, about 45,000. They were going for 25,000. It's 45, probably a little higher than that now since I last looked, but the numbers have been going up.
It touches a nerve. Where do you find this petition?
It's online. You can search for it, Consumer Reports, on their advocacy arm. You'll find it on their website, and it's making its way around online. You may see it on social media, folks who are posting it up there. It's something that for parents that they are talking about. Now, real quickly, the DOT says, way to take care of this. Don't book a basic economy fare. Do a regular economy fare, maybe a little bit more money, but then you will get an assigned seat and you can sit next to your child.
That's what they say. Pay more, get more. Thanks. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone joining us live, KSL News Time, 4:50. We have Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound I-15, a little heavy and slow between downtown and the I-80-201 interchange, but most of your slowing waits for you in Murray, 5300 south down to 90th south. But it's northbound I-15 that's getting really jammed up, in part due to a crash that happened prior to 90th south. Even though they do have it over to the right shoulder, it has caused slow and go and stop and go speeds back to Bangor Highway. We also have delays westbound SR-201 from Bangor out to Magna, and eastbound slowing on I-80, and that's from Bangor to the West Belt. Jared?
Ricky, right now we're going to take you out down to Utah County on southbound I-15. We have a stalled vehicle maybe in the fast lane right as you go under PG Boulevard, the overpass. We do have some emergency crews there trying to help get that under control, but you're going to see the speeds slow from 5th East and American Fork all the way down to the scene. Up here in 5600 West, you're going to see your typical delays from 35th South all the way up to the 201, and then getting off of I-80 out towards Stansbury, 3600 SR-36 southbound, more delays from an earlier crash. Steve.
And a slow and go ride if you're on southbound Foothill Drive now between Ocara Way out to 21st South. Westbound 5th South packed in past the stadium there between Guardsman's Way and 13th East. Northbound State Street crowded now from 1st South up to 3rd North by the Capitol. And solid slowdowns on northbound 15 between 21st South and the North Interchange. After that, it's wide open speeds through Davis and Weber counties. Get a 3% same-day cash bonus when you transfer a balance to a Mountain America credit card by February 29th. For details, visit macu.com/cards. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast now. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
A beautiful day, Jeff. Sunny skies and temperatures, well, struggling a bit. Still in the upper 30s, and that's below average for this time of the year. Tonight, 25 for the low, 45 and sunny on Wednesday, 49 and sunny on Thursday. And by Friday, Saturday, we're talking mid to upper 50s. Some south winds pick up Saturday afternoon ahead of a storm that will move in on Sunday, producing valley rain mixing with snow, and then we'll keep it in the 40s for the first half of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
38 degrees, and now let us shoop.
I want to shoop, baby.
Here I go, here I go, here I go again. Oh, girls, yeah. What's my weakness?
Yeah.
Okay, baby, don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. What you do, you make me want to shoot.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, look at him.
Jeff.
If you're a person with mobility issues, whether it be in a wheelchair, walker, or you're at an advanced age and driving yourself isn't an option, getting to a doctor's appointment can be almost impossible. But yet getting there can sometimes save you huge amounts of money and medical care later. So what do? Utah Med Ride. They'll come get you, take you to your doctor's appointment, and then bring you back. But it's so much more than that. Utah Med Ride has a sterling reputation for transporting thousands of people, all done with a perfect safety record. Utah Med Ride is owned and operated by a veteran and first responder. So who do you think's behind the wheel? That's right, a first responder or veteran. Why? Because they care. And Medicare just might cover that expense. For more information about Utah Med Ride and to book your ride, visit utahmedride.com or call 435-MED-RIDE. 435-MED-RIDE.
A 7-day trip to a tropical paradise sounds relaxing until...
My bag showed up on day 7.
Lost luggage can leave you livid.
It ruined my vacation.
So, what do you do about it?
I want a resolution to this, and I will keep fighting.
See what happened when the KSL investigators got involved.
Do you think they make it difficult on purpose?
Yes.
They want you to give up and go away.
Where's My Luggage? Wednesday on KSL 5 News at 10.
There are good numbers.
A 1600 on my SAT.
There are bad numbers.
We're looking at about a 2-hour flight delay.
And if your business doesn't have the right HR solution, it's easy to see people as numbers. Thankfully, there's Insperity. With Insperity, your employees can have access to more competitive benefits, and you can streamline your payroll process, retain top talent, and more. So instead of feeling like a number, your employees will always be at their best. Learn more at Insperity.com. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
We're watching Utah's money. Another ugly day for the Dow after yesterday's 1,000-point loss. The Dow is down 878 today. The S&P fell 94 points. The NASDAQ tumbled 255. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says, even with coronavirus squeezing supply chains, business is still being conducted in America.
These surveys are not picking up any supplier delivery disruptions. That could change. But at the moment, it's not happening. So I just think our economy is in very good shape right
there
now.
There are more than 80,000 coronavirus cases worldwide. KSL News Time, 4:55. And it's time for Jazz Notes. Here's Cleon Wall.
Are you ready for the understatement of the year? The Jazz are struggling right now. Maybe former Jazz man Ricky Rubio had something to do with Phoenix taking down Utah 131-111.
Rubio on the drive, keeps coming up top to DA, who hammers it down.
Rubio had 22 points, 11 assists, and 7 steals. Yeah, Rubio was sharp. Then again, Utah just doesn't know how to play winning defense or offense as a team right now, especially when the opponent goes small. The Suns outscored the Jazz 69-49 in the second half, and Utah had 19 turnovers in the game. The fans at Vivint booed the Jazz as they left the court in the third quarter. At least Donovan Mitchell had 38 points. If you can bear it, Ben Anderson and the KSL Sports crew have analysis of this game and also the team. That's at KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.